Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2016 and another episode of the Dangerous Darren Show right here on the Adobe Radio Network. Joined, as always, it's been a couple weeks, but my friend TS is back in the mix, back in the saddle.
It's been too long.
Where the hell have you been, dude?
I was in Hawaii, on the islands.
I knew. I just wanted to make conversation. Before we get to that, hold that Hawaii thought for a second. I want to say that we are broadcasting the Dangerous Darren Show, again, on the Adobe Radio Network, live and direct from our second time at the Wirt's House, which is an incredible bar in South Hollywood, 345 North La Brea. They are on Twitter, at Wirt's House LA, WIRTSHAUS, Wirt's House. It's an incredible bar. They got amazing German beers and German food. And it's just a cool vibe and a cool hang. And it's literally 30 feet from your front door, TS.
I basically can stagger on out, across the street, and I'm home. I'm in bed.
I wish I lived close to a cool bar like this, but I don't. Oh, well, c'est la vie. Life goes on. But, you said you were in Hawaii for Christmas and New Year's?
For just after Christmas and New Year's Eve. Left New Year's Day.
So you flew home on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. So you spent New Year's Eve.
On the North Shore.
Let's start first with, is Hawaii still amazing?
It is beautiful.
Still there?
And fresh air. It's still there. It hasn't been washed away. It may get smaller because of climate change.
And you were in Oahu?
Oahu. The island of Oahu.
Did you get down and you were in the North Shore or the South Shore? Where were you?
The North Shore.
Wow, the away from the hustle and
away
bustle.
Away from Waikiki, the Disneyland of Hawaii.
So none of that touristy garbage.
No, I can't do it.
What'd you do? I'm assuming you had a few cocktails. I'm assuming you went to the water a few times. You had some sex, some chicken, see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, so you don't like chicken? Come on.
So it must have been incredibly relaxing.
I had my clothes off the whole time. I was like barely clothed.
Shoes. You know what? Thank you for that visual, TS.
Yeah, you'll never get that.
I'll never get that out of my brain.
If they could make a smaller bathing suit or Speedo, I would wear it.
How was the food?
The food we made and we sourced locally was really good. There's not really too many restaurants on the North Shore. They got a lot of food trucks, but there is
really?
One. Yeah, there's one that's really famous. It's called Giovanni's. It's they raise shrimp right in Hawaii, and you get these fresh shrimp with garlic and butter and on a plate and some rice. And they do it two ways. You get it with you can get it plain. Garlic butter or like a spicy Hawaiian, really spicy sauce. We get one of each and just pig out.
Oh my God. That was that like
shrimp.
Your lunch or your dinner?
That's lunch. That's a lunch.
And at dinner, you made your own dinner?
Yeah.
That's nice.
We made a lot of our own
fresh
food.
Ingredients.
All fresh, got all local organic meats at VJ's Butcher Shop and just barbecued. You saw the view. It was spectacular.
Yeah, it really was. And you saw some football games. You saw a Denver
football
game. You watched a bowl game.
Football comes on at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And we were done by like 3. The late game comes on.
Amazing.
Monday night football comes on at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Unbelievable. Did you watch any hockey at all?
I watched the Winter Classic.
Yeah, I watched that. It was kind of a boring game.
It was. And it was on at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I watched a little, thanks to the app, the NHL app. I watched a little Buffalo game and I watched a little bit of the Kings.
Yeah, the Sabres have not been playing very well lately. They've been losing some games, some heartbreaking games. But Tyler, what's his name? Jack Eichel scored 2 goals today.
I watched him on the replay. That wrister, the wrist shot?
Yeah, beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, and then he had a breakaway. Yeah, he's doing well. We got a good show TS here on the Dangerous Darren Show. Follow us on Twitter at DangerousD_show. TS is at Burn Hwood. Burn, and I'm at Darren 99. Also, would like to thank our good friends at Roland USA for the V drums off the top of the show, and they are on Twitter at Roland_US, and of course our good friends at Blue Microphones for the Yeti Pro microphones that you are hearing our voice on. They were nice enough to give us a set TS, so we're going to give them some shouts and give them some love. Follow them on Twitter at Blue Microphones. And again, one more time, we're live at the Wirt's House here in Hollywood, 345 North La Brea, just a little bit north of the corner of La Brea and Beverly in Hollywood, at WurtzHouseLA is the Twitter address. Nick Swartzen, he is a comedian, a producer, an actor, a writer. The guy kind of does it all. You know Nick. He's good friends with Sandler, and he's good friends with David Spade and, you know, all those guys, Chris Rock. And he is a funny guy, a talented guy. He's on the show.
Awesome.
Talking about all the things he's involved in. And he's really funny. And he's a friend of mine. We've become friends. We hang out at a local watering hole, and that shall remain unnamed. And we have a couple cocktails, and he's a good friend. So he'll be on a show. Also, more music from Cauterize.
All right.
Shameless plug. I know I signed them, and but we don't have any new music this week. We will next week from our good friends at Epitaph. We'll send us some stuff. And you have a friend as well.
I'm working on getting some more music, too. I've reached out to a few of... my old people at some old hardcore labels, waiting for them to get some
Revelation.
Clearance on Victory.
Victory,
called,
oh, really?
Got a call into Victory.
Tony?
Got a call into Tony, and I got a call into Equal Vision Records, too, trying to get some new music.
From, wow, very cool. Holy fuck, that's amazing.
People. I've been working, man. I got to work it. I'm trying to step it up in 2016, man.
Yes, I respect you, because you have a great work ethic.
And
do we have some weed news?
We have some weed news.
Coming up?
Coming up. We've got some weed news.
All right. My New Year's Eve was really fun. I had some friends in town, and we all went to see Rancid, Off, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and The Interrupters live at the Shrine right by USC, downtown Los Angeles. It was a lot of fun. We all had some cocktails. We all watched rock and roll, and it was a great way to ring in the new year.
I love Rancid.
I love Rancid too. You used to work for Rancid.
Used to work for Rancid.
For a while.
And I did some shows with the Boss Tones too.
Yep, it was good to see the guys in the Boston's. The one problem I have is Tim's beard, Tim Armstrong from Rancid. It's just a little out of control.
He's got kind of a crazy homeless thing going on right now. I don't really know what it is.
I love him. You love him. He's a good cat, great songwriter, good dude. But I want to hold him down and shave him. I want to have a shave intervention. It's for your own good. It's for your own good. There's probably a family of robins living in his beard. There has to be.
It's pretty Captain Caveman like. It's
totally Captain Caveman. But it was a lot of fun. I also have a great story to tell, TS. A lot of people like my stories. There was a story about me making this guy cry a couple years back. It's a really, really funny story. But before we do that, I just got a text recently, no more than an hour and a half ago, that Cinnamon, you know Cinnamon.
I remember Cinnamon.
My friend Cinnamon. She is in, she's an LA hooker, and she's around town, and apparently she's on a date. She said she's on a date.
A date?
Said. I don't know. We'll know when she gets here.
Okay.
And she said she's on a date, and she's going to come in and talk to us about a new business venture she wants to share with me. I asked her what it's about. She said, I'll talk to you when I see you. She might come into the Dangerous Darren show live and direct at Wurtz House.
And give us a pitch. We're going to get a pitch. Maybe we can crowdfund this. Are there any angel donors listening right now?
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Well, maybe we can do a go, what's it called? Fund me or
go fund me or
go
fund yourself
go,
or something.
Go fund yourself.
Hey, I might be onto something.
But yeah, we'll see what she has to say. And you've never met Cinnamon.
No.
And you're going to. And she's a sweet gal. And we'll see what she has to say. I want to talk about Star Wars in a little while. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs that are coming up. But let's get right to the story about how I made a guy cry.
All right, let's do it.
I made a guy. Not only did he cry, but he weeped uncontrollably,
like
sobbing. Yeah, just out of control sobbing.
Have you ever made anyone shit their pants?
Not that I know of.
Well,
did you just shit your pants? I thought I heard something. Did you?
It might have sharted. Okay. But that's a story for another day.
There was a time back in L.A., I was driving down the street, a fountain going west towards, La Cienega.
Okay.
And I was married, and I was in my Volvo, and this guy came out of nowhere. And you know how you're going on a long street, la, 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 good pace, good speed, and you see someone coming to a stop sign, and you always wonder, are they going to stop? They look like they're not going to stop. This guy didn't stop. And I was like, he's not going to stop. So I went from the right lane to the left lane, and he just came right into fountain. I swerve, and my wife's like, what the fuck? I go, that guy almost hit us. She's like, let it go. And I'm hitting my horn, I'm flashing my lights, and I swerve, and I'm following him, lane by lane. He's running lights. I'm running lights. I'm my wife is screaming like, yeah, you're scaring me. And so finally I get to La Cienega, which runs north and south, and I turn left going down the hill, and I get to Santa Monica Boulevard, and I pull along right up next to him, and I roll down her window.
You caught him. I caught up to him.
I come to his left. I roll down her window, and I scream, what the fuck is wrong with you? And it's this guy. He's got dreadlocks, and he's holding onto a steering wheel, 10 and 2, and tears are just gushing from this guy's face. And he's like, and I go, what the fuck is wrong? You almost killed me, motherfucker. And he goes, he turns to his left and goes, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. And I'm so angry. I'm filled with rage because he would have T-boned me. Like, it would have been death. Like, my wife would have been instantly killed. And I'm so sorry. And I go, you better be, you motherfucker. And I roll up her window, and she looks at me, and she goes, are you happy? And I go, you know what? Yeah, I am.
Are you proud of yourself?
She was such a bitch. She goes, why is that to make the guy cry? I go, I didn't know he was crying, number one. Number two, had he hit us, it would have been a full 90-degree shot, and you would have been either killed or severely injured or crippled. Like, I go, you should be more mad than me. She's like, well, you didn't have to make him cry. I go, it's not like I beat him up.
He was probably late for an audition.
No, he probably thought I was a gangster and I had a gun because I was flashing my lights and beeping her the whole time. He thought he was going to die.
Yeah, it happens. Road rage happens. I have one for you briefly.
Is it in Hawaii?
No. Just I was actually walking home from the studio down. I like to urban hike. I'm a fan. I'll roll around town. I'm heading east on Santa Monica, and I'm at Fairfax. And I'm walking, you know, the light changes and the couple people want to try to make the left turn. So two people go, and I'm not crossing yet because I know these people are going to be dicks and go. Well, I start to cross, and suddenly a third guy comes, and I look him in the eye, and he's not looking at me at all. Mm-hmm. He's looking at his phone, and it's an older guy, not over maybe, and he's wearing a Cubs hat, and I think he had Illinois plates, and I start yelling because he's coming right at me, and his windows are down. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? And he stops, like, short of me, and then I'm raging. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And he goes, hey, everybody makes mistakes. And totally, like, kind of disarmed me to the point of where I was kind of laughing that he was being such a little bitch that I just was like, okay, no harm, no foul, and I went about my business and went about my way.
Oh, man. You might have let him off a little too easy. But him by saying everyone who makes mistakes is a little disarming. I get it.
I was like, and I kind of like laughed. I'm like, I just threw my hands up. I'm like, okay, well, what are you going to do? Like, jump on his hood like an animal? I can't do that shit.
How close did he come to hitting you?
He was probably a good 10 feet before he stopped.
Like,
Jesus. But I looked him in the eye, and he was looking at his phone. And then I had to use my my horn, my voice, and start yelling to get his attention. Because I, you know, if he didn't look up, I would have been done.
You might have, had I saw him on his phone, I would have gone up to him and like, get off your fucking phone, you fucking asshole, or you're going to kill somebody. Making a mistake on your taxes is one thing when a zero should be a one or whatever, but making a mistake behind a wheel of a car equals death. Death. Yeah,
you're totally vulnerable.
Real life and death.
I'm a passenger. I'm not a passenger. I'm a pedestrian.
Yeah, but you have the right of way, number one. Number two, like, behind a wheel of a car, I just refuse to text. I mean, I will text at a light. If it's a long light, I'll check my phone, sure. Who's contacting me? But I won't. I mean, living in LA, there's lots of lights.
Wait a minute. I have been in the car and you've been on FaceTime.
That's different. That's different.
That's almost like the person's there with you.
That's different. Because they want to see me driving. My family wants to see me driving.
They're like, oh, you're a really good driver.
Thanks for outing me, TS.
Very That's nice. That's what I'm here for.
Jerk. You saw Star Wars? What'd you
I
think?
I saw Star Wars. It was amazing.
You saw it once or I saw it three times?
I'm going to see it again. I got to go see it in 3D on my next one.
I'll go with you.
All right. Let's go. Definitely got to go see it.
I saw it twice in 3D, once in regular definition.
What was, is it worth 3D, going to see it in 3D?
Han Solo still dies.
Oh, man.
Nothing changes. Spoiler alert. And I said, as you heard in my last podcast, if you haven't seen it by now,
if you haven't seen it by now, then you probably
then fuck off.
You don't really care as much as we do, and we're a couple of nerds.
Yeah, we love the movie. I loved it. I saw it 3 times. I can't wait to see it again. Let me ask you your opinion really quick before we move on to some NFL stuff. What did you think of Rey? Do you think she's a strong character? I loved her.
I thought she was a strong character. I don't know what. I've been reading the internet trolls, and mm-hmm. I don't know. Some people have beef with her. I don't really get it.
Oh, there's always going to be naysayers and shit talkers and haters. Fuck those people. I thought it was an incredibly well done movie. It was well written, well acted. And the fact that there's like a female lead in the new Star Wars is awesome. The fact that her love interest is a black guy is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I liked Finn. Finn's like a likable, laughable. He has some jokes along the way, like cracks some jokes. It was amazing.
I love the clones starting to have self-realization and having, because they were supposed to be engineered out, all their feelings are.
No. If you watch the movie, these people were raised from birth, so they're all different. And then Kylo Ren says, maybe I should have the clone army instead of your army, which are all like people that they plucked from families and raised them to be stormtroopers. They're not clones.
Maybe I'm confused. I'll have to see it again.
I saw it 3 times, so I trust me. Finn was just a dude who grew a conscience.
Okay.
Whereas the clones wouldn't have done that because they're all the same person, right? He just grew a conscience that, you know, wanted to break free of the First Order. The problem I had was the only problem I have with the movie, and I'm not a Star Wars naysayer, was the Star Killer base.
It was enormous.
I mean, turning a planet into a gigantic planet, a multiple planet destroyer, was cool. You can destroy multiple planets. That was rad. But, like, how do you turn a planet into a weapon? And it's kind of weird.
Well, suspension of disbelief. You know, you never know.
True.
Technology. But
you can't have another Death Star. Oh, another Death Star? Oh, fuck. So that was kind of neat. Rey, before we move on from Star Wars, is she Han Solo's kid that they forgot about, or a kid of some chick he banged and forgot about? Or is it Luke Skywalker's daughter? Or is it Ben Kenobi's daughter? Clearly, she's strong with the Force.
Okay. Now,
and she's human, so it's not Yoda's.
If Yoda and Leia had a baby.
Could be Mace Windu. That motherfucker got down.
You know, Han Solo was like a pimp around the galaxy. He had the Millennium Falcon. He could have got some... some kind strange. Of alien strange at any time, you know. Hey, check out the Millennium Falcon.
Hey,
you heard about the Kessel Run?
Hey, yeah, I did the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Hey, oh yeah, there's a bed here. What are you doing?
It's right next to that weird chessboard.
Do you want some of the more blue liquid?
Okay, yeah. So
I think it's Luke's kid. It's got to be Luke's kid.
I thought it was a twin to. Another twin?
Well, she clearly had the Force powers, number one. Number two, when she was battling Kylo, she got the best of him pretty quickly. So that must mean she's Luke's daughter is going to be more powerful than Leia's kid, Ben.
Well, who's her mom?
Don't know. Who knows? We'll find out.
Here's one for you. Okay. This is cool. This just... Anakin was the Immaculate Conception.
He was supposed to be one. He was supposed to be the chosen one,
but he became
a Sith.
Yeah, but he was conceived. He just started growing inside.
Oh, I see what you mean.
He was the Immaculate Conception, just like Jesus.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, so you know, maybe she was.
Yeah, you're right. Anakin was she never had a Simi never had a sex.
Yes,
she just Immaculate Conception.
Yeah,
the midichlorians
like
gave birth.
Chose her vagina and got up in it in the middle of the night without her knowing.
Midichlorians are like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Hey, maybe you've heard of me. I'm a midichlorian.
Is this something that's going on the internet that Rey might be another one of those?
No, that actually just popped into my head.
That's brilliant, actually. I've read a lot of articles online. That's the first time I've heard that she was conceived by the Force. Wow, man. Fuck, that's wicked.
That is. You heard it here first. We're breaking news and theories.
Wow. That could be. Because Luke never had a love interest, besides his sister.
One, just one.
One small kiss for mankind. But yeah,
well, like kissing my sister.
We'll see. We'll get to the NFL in a second, but you got some weed news to get to. You ready? Are you warmed up for the weed news?
Yeah, you know, it's partial NFL weed news.
All right, well, hold that thought. Let's get to the weed news music.
All right.
Weed news, weed news, weed news. Weed news, weed news, weed news. Weed news.
There you go, folks. The weed news intro music composed by moi, Darren Pfeiffer. Genius, really.
Total genius.
Looking at your notes, Tess, it looks like you have quite a bit of weed news this week.
I've got some NFL weed news, actually.
Those guys smoke weed all the time.
They do. And the NFL is actually, well, we back it up a little bit. Some players, a couple former players, have formed the Gridiron Cannabis Coalition. Which is,
are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. So Nate Jackson, who spent 6 seasons in Denver as a tight end, and Kyle Turley started this organization, who was an offensive tackle. They said that they started, marijuana was helping to ease their pains of all their sports injuries throughout the years, and that it really helped them. And because the NFL team doctors have been prescribing a cocktail of various painkillers, basically to push injured players back into the field. And you know, the NFL is a billion-dollar industry.
Multi-billion dollar
industry. So they want to put a product on the field. You want to get all these players up and ready. Injuries happen all the time. It's a violent sport. And medical marijuana is helping. So,
but has the NFL said anything about this? What's it called? The Gridiron Coalition?
Cannabis Coalition.
Have they said anything about it?
Well, let's see here.
Have they made any official statement recognizing it or shunning it or not agreeing with it? I would imagine.
Roger Goodell hasn't commented yet, but one of their goals was to push the NFL to fund research about various conditions, concussions, and Harvard Med School professor Lester Grinspoon, a leading researcher in the potential benefits of medical marijuana, wrote an open letter to Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, urging him to finance scientific investigation into medical marijuana for the treatment of concussions.
Wow. Is there any, do you know if there's any research pre-existing that has looked into the effects of marijuana use and concussions?
I don't think there has been much research in.
So this will be trailblazing.
Concussions. It will be definitely be a trailblazing situation.
This is amazing, man. You know, like, would it be for players that are suffering from injuries that aren't playing on there on the IR, or guys that are like, look, I'm playing week to week to week to week, and this is helping me get by, helping me sleep, helping me with my aches and pains. And do you think Roger Goodell is like, hey, if it's legal in this state and that state and that state, then knock yourself out? Like,
basically,
there's only a couple states.
There's 22 states now that have medical or recreational.
Really?
So yeah, so NFL players in those states would be able to smoke.
I see. Because of their medical conditions,
and it would.
Is it New York? Can New York one of those states?
New York is one of those states now, but
New Jersey isn't though.
Kyle Turley, New Jersey is not. So
Chris Christie, that motherfucker.
What a bastard! But that we'll get to that later.
Yeah, okay.
Kyle Turley actually moved to California and is now living prescription medication free.
Because of
the benefits of medical marijuana. And previously he'd been prescribed for his injuries, insomnia, mood disorders, suicidal thoughts. And in his words, like all of those prescriptions that he was taking, it was horrific. So he moved to California about a year ago, and he doesn't take any Advil, anything. He only ingests his medical marijuana, and he's good to go.
Now, okay.
Living a happier life.
Were any of these players that you mentioned... Were any of them using beforehand, or did they start using because they were told by other players or other doctors or medical professionals that, hey, if this might help you, and they tried it and were like, holy hell.
Well, Nate Jackson says in the article that he wasn't ever really a weed guy, so he tried it just because he was seeking some alternatives at the pain, all the painkillers and muscle relaxers, everything. It just wasn't working. It wasn't agreeing with him. It was just making him miserable. So he tried some other medications. But they do say, where is this? Nate Jackson estimates that 50% of players in the NFL medicate with marijuana.
Don't they test for it?
They test for it once in the preseason, and then if you're clear, then you're good. And they don't test throughout the regular season.
So just don't use it in preseason, you're in the clear.
And you're in the clear. If you don't use it in the offseason, you're in the clear.
Amazing.
But if you get test positive in the preseason, then you're testing, once you clear your suspension, you're testing like every two or every week. So then you can't smoke. So a lot of these guys that test positive, they're using it to manage their pain, are turning to alcohol, which is alcohol
compounds the problem.
Alcohol and painkillers just is, you know, it's compounding the problem.
Yeah, we all saw what happened to Junior Seau.
Yeah, it's tragic. So, yep.
So,
you know, all of they're also saying that if NFL players, 7 out of 10 players abuses painkillers in retirement. So
have you seen Concussion yet?
I haven't.
It's heavy duty. I saw it. Gnarly.
The NFL really doesn't really want you to watch that. I don't know if I can. I'll probably wait till it comes out.
It's incredibly well done. I mean, Will Smith's fake Nigerian accent's a little odd, but as far as the story of him discovering what this sport does to people, it's fascinating, dude. But if marijuana can help this, and the medicinal properties of marijuana, which is what, CBT?
The CBD.
CBD, yeah.
And that's the THC, THCAs.
Then I'm all for it. This is great, man.
You don't even have to smoke it necessarily anymore. There's lots of ways. They're much more civilized. There's like little gold pills. People don't even need to know. I actually have this. I have this new product that came across my desk the other day. It's the Mystibis.
Oh my god!
It looks like an inhaler.
It looks like an inhaler. Yeah.
Like if I had asthma.
Mystibis.
And guess what? Here, I'm in the Wirtz house right now. We're gonna try this out. We're gonna try this out. All right, you ready?
Go for it.
Oh yeah. Mystibis. Oh yeah.
What is it? So tell me what's in that.
It's an inhaler. It's like a direct cannabis oil inhaler in a mist form.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, moving from this and a monumental NFL news to the NFL. The Bills beat the Jets. That was really cool to see, by the way.
What
Rex Ryan fucking his old team, the Jets, out of the playoffs. That was awesome. I want to talk about some of the predictions coming up in the coming weeks.
Right.
You have Kansas City at Houston. Go. What do you got?
Kansas City and Houston. I've got, Houston's on the rise. They're the underdog at home, -3. I'm going with Houston.
Kansas City's red hot, though. I mean, they started the season 0-4 and then went on fire.
They may have peaked too soon.
But they're on the road.
They're on the road. They're in Houston. And, I don't.
And then this is coming up on the 9th this week. So you got Pittsburgh. The other game is Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. You got the Steelers and the Bengals. Bengals are home. Who do you got?
I've got Pittsburgh. -2.5.
Struggled with Cleveland last week.
Oh, this is true. This is true. Another a home dog.
But Cincinnati doesn't have their quarterback. Keep that in mind.
He's out. Man, this is going to be a grind out defensive game.
I totally
really
agree.
Low scoring. I'm still going with Pittsburgh.
I agree. Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's my pick as well. The week after that, the day after, not the week after. The day after, we have Seattle and Minnesota in Minnesota. What do you got?
Another home dog. -5.5. Minnesota's trending up. Seattle's never out of it.
Seattle's
never out.
Minnesota's trending upward, though.
I'm going with Minnesota as the home dog.
Yeah. And this one's going to be a little bit tougher because it's Green Bay and Washington. Washington have been playing great over the last several weeks. Green Bay have struggled all season long. They barely made it. Washington's at home. What do you have?
This game's basically a pick 'em with Washington at home. We're looking at -1, -0.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Green Bay. No way. Rodgers is struggling right now. That whole team's struggling. I'm going Washington.
I'm going Green Bay, and I'll tell you why. Because once you get to the playoffs, the greats step up, and Aaron Rodgers is a great. I know he's only won one. I get it, but he's a great, and he is going to step up for that game and play lights out. Are they going to smoke Washington? Probably not, but I think they're going to win the ball game. And then if you got Arizona and New England as for byes. If you had to pick, I mean, it's early now. No playoff games have started at all. But if you had to pick one team, who do you got to win it all?
To win it all? Man.
Let me go first.
Okay.
As much as I don't particularly care for Tom Brady, I just think he's playing great football. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play football in this league. I'm not a fan, although he is dreamy. I'll give him that. He's a dreamy guy.
If Tom Brady was here right now, I'd get down on my knees.
4 Super Bowl rings, smoking hot, supermodel wife. Like, give me a break. I'd have to go with New England.
Man,
New England, Arizona in the Super Bowl.
Another Arizona. Man.
We'll get to that next week.
All right. You're jumping the gun on me next week. Unfortunately, I don't even want to say it. New England's probably heavily favored.
Oh, my God. Guess who just walked in the door?
Is that?
She's here. Cinnamon's here. There
Who's
she is. She hasn't seen me yet.
Lady?
I'm going to wave at her.
Who's that lady?
Over here. Hi. Oh, she's here. Hi, Cinnamon.
Hey, baby. How's it going?
So you texted me earlier, and you said that you were on a date. I had no idea that you dated. That's crazy. I mean, you are a Los Angeles hooker. I didn't know you dated. Tell me about this date. Like, you're dating? What?
Just because I fuck for money doesn't mean I can't date.
So
I need love too.
So is this some guy or girl?
It's a boy. Yeah, it's a boy. It's a man.
Okay, man. And did you guys go like out for coffee or see a movie? What'd you do?
Yeah. We went out for coffee. We went out for a drink, like a normal person does.
How did it go? Do you like him?
It went great.
Does he know what you do?
He knows what I do. I sucked his dick in the bathroom. It's fine. It's good.
Was this the first date? Second date?
That's the first date. I got to check out the goods before I go on date.
And how's his cock?
It was good. I give him a pass. He's on to round two.
So you think that this could be a second date situation?
There'd probably be a second date situation.
Well, yeah, a girl blew me on a first date. There's definitely a second date coming. No pun intended. So Cinnamon, over text, you told me that you have some kind of business endeavor you want to share with me. I'm all ears.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this. I often get complimented on my hair. You know, I'll be walking down the street and girls are like, wow, you have great hair. And I started thinking about it and I realized it's probably because I have sex hair. You know, you go and you fuck a guy and your hair gets all messed up. You're sweaty. You get fucked rough. He's pulling your hair. And I started thinking that this there could be something here that maybe we should start a business where girls come in and they get fucked and they leave with really good hair. And I'm wondering if you guys would like to be involved in my business. We start a hair salon. The girl comes in. We got guys there that fuck them. And they leave with awesome hair.
I'm intrigued.
I'm in.
No pun intended. I'm in. You know what? I gave it little thought. I'm in. Do you need investment, like capital? Do you need money?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to need a space and some startup money, that kind of thing. And, like, maybe some guys, if you
be... TS and me could do it.
I was thinking you could. I mean, I fucked you. My hair always turns out great.
Well, why don't I be your first employee, quote unquote? Like, why don't I be your first guy? And I know you have dough, Cinnamon, because you drive a really nice Mercedes. So you got a couple bucks.
You're right. I do. I do okay. I think I'm doing all right. But I think this is going to bring us over the top, baby. This is the money maker right here.
This is the money shot?
This is the money shot.
That money
what is
maker.
The name of the business?
We're going to call it Hair by Sex, HBS. You in? You like it? Are you down?
Yes. What are your thoughts?
I'm down.
I mean, I think she's on to something.
She is.
I'm also working on a line of hair products. It's all organic, totally natural. It's going to be a mix of cum, sweat, and tears.
That sounds like a band, doesn't
throwing
it?
Throwing a little blood when I'm in.
I got the idea from Something About Mary, you know, where she does it's a cum, but like, usually it's a good combo of the two, especially when women are involved. You get some tears after. Not me, but other. I know a lot of girls cry after sex.
I would add a little coconut oil and some beeswax to that.
Sure, depending on what you're into, we can have the coconut oil, you know.
This business venture is going off to a smashing start. TS is in. I'm in. I'm going to be your first quote-unquote employee. TS can maybe do the books. He's good with the numbers.
Why aren't you volunteering him to be one of the fuckers? I don't understand.
A stunt cock? I'm going to need a stunt cock.
TS has a lady friend. I'm not sure she would.
Might not be so happy with that. Oh, okay, fair enough.
I could use my thumb. Sometimes when I'm.
That's not cheating, is it?
Absolutely not.
Baby, it was just a thumb. It's not cheating. I'll show you my thumb. Well, Simon, sex by hair or hair by sex is something I think is going to do very well for you.
Thank you.
I can invest a little bit. I'll invest a little bit with some money. I'm going to want to see a full business plan, but I know you're a smart gal and you'll be able to write something out so me and TS can look at it. You have your own capital. I have some. I know you know a lot of. You have a lot of your clientele. You cater to a lot of rich guys, so I know you're probably throwing this out to a few guys.
Yep. That's true. And I got a lot of girlfriends, too, that have been checking out my hair. And they're really into it, too. Every girl likes their hair after sex. You have that freshly fucked look. It's really popular right now. So I think it's going to do well, you know.
Are you going to have is it just one hairstyle called the freshly fucked look? Or are you going to have a couple different hairstyles?
Every girl's hair is different, right? So depending on, you got short hair, you're going to have obviously a slightly different disheveled, freshly fucked look. So it depends on how your hair is already. We don't cut hair. We just fix it.
It's like a, right? You know, I always saw those signs and it said Brazilian blowout. And my girl was like, you know, it's not really what you're thinking, you fucking pervert. And
well, it is now.
It is.
It is now.
changing the Brazilian blowout.
That's right.
Brazilian blowout can be one of your hairstyles.
Absolutely, exactly.
You need to find a Brazilian guy.
We can have a Brazilian blowout, an Italian blowout, German blowout.
Oh, no.
I'll be the German guy. Okay, that works out great. Well, Cinnamon, I got to say, it's weird to see you in the Wirtz House here, which is at 345 North La Brea, at Wirtz House LA for the Twitter followers. It's nice to see you on when you're not working. Usually you're a working gal, you're out and about doing your thing, and I get to see you, and you had a date tonight. I'm glad it went well. It seems like something that could prosper. I do have to say, though, I've been drinking here at the Wirtz House, and I'm a little horny, so we good to go. TS can probably cover for me for a good minute or two.
Yeah,
I can't think of a better way to seal this business partnership, so let's go.
All right, TS, can you hold it down for a sec?
I can.
Oh, too late. I'm done. Even the thought of a blowjob from Cinnamon makes me cum. Yeah. I came and sharted at the same time.
Wow. What is that called? That's got to be called something.
What is that called, Cinnamon?
I don't
know. When you cum.
I don't really know the blumpkin. There's got to be something else. A schlumpkin?
You know what? It's a schlumpkin.
If you just did it right in your pants.
When you cum in your pants and shit at the same time. A little bit of shit and it comes out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
With a blowjob when you shart.
Schlumpkin.
A schlumpkin. The lazy schlumpkin. Because you didn't even take your pants off, because that's lazy.
Without even making it to the toilet. That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, I know, man. Just wow. Cinnamon, congratulations on this adventure. I think it's going to do really well for you. And congratulations on your date. And it's good to finally, you're hanging out with us here at the Wirtz House. And usually it's, like I said, I see you in working hours, but it's good to hang. Thanks.
I'm happy to be here.
And we'll talk a little bit later on down the line about hair by sex.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great success.
I'm really excited about it. Thank you. I'm like super, super.
Well, I'm excited too because I'm going to get paid to fuck. Finally, TS. Finally, I'm going to get paid to
You're
fuck.
You're calling.
Love it. You're going to love it. It's great.
I'm going to fuck all day and it. I'll fuck all day and get paid for it. Finally. I'll know what it feels like to be an LA hooker.
I'm living the life.
Gotta love it. Thanks, Cinnamon. Isn't she a sweet gal?
She is.
She just is wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cinnamon.
She just beams light and energy. What's that? That's nice. I like that, TS. Hey, let's get to some music.
We'll also get to
the interview with Nick Swartz coming up in a second. But right now, music from Cauter Eyes on the Dangerous Darren Show. music from Cauterize right here on the Dangerous Darren Show, a song called Minor Key Symphony off the record Disguises, which was released on the High 4 Records label back in 2007. Cauterize, great, great music. My good friend, comedian, actor, screenwriter, producer, this guy can do it all. His name is Nick Swartz, and he's a good cat, a funny guy, and like I said, a good friend of mine. Here it is, my chat with Mr. Nick Swartz on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Talking to Nick Swartz. How you doing, Nick?
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for joining me on the Dangerous Darren Show here on the Adobe Network. You might know Nick. He's an actor, a comedian. You're a screenwriter, producer, all-around good guy. I mean, shit, what else are you into these days?
If you don't know who I am, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah, you might have a mental issue if you don't know who Nick is. I mean, you've seen him in all the movies. You've seen him.
You're insane if you don't know who I've been in a million things. What more could I do for this country? Christ.
You should run for president, dude. Like, be independent.
I mean, you don't think I haven't thought about that every day, wasted a fart.
I mean, no one wants to vote for Hillary or Trump or Sanders. They want to vote for you. I'd vote for you.
I mean, I would vote for me.
I mean,
mom wouldn't.
Well, you've got two votes right there. And I know all the people you've worked with, all the great comedians and actors you've worked with and directors, they'd vote for you. So you'd have some momentum, at least.
All the people I worked with actually wouldn't vote for me.
They know you too well.
Anybody who really knows me is like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Hey, Nick, if you were to run, what would be your first act as president? Like, if you won?
I would make everybody have to drink a bottle of vodka every day. That would be mandatory. I don't care. And that would start at 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
Even at 10 years old.
You know, you might not have a lot of success if that's your running platform in America, but if you were in Russia, boom, it's a landslide victory.
Oh, God, I'm done cleaning up. Good Lord. I'm so not political at all. Like, I don't know shit, man. People always ask me, like, my opinions on shit. I'm like, I'm fucking cutting.
It's funny, man. A lot of people just get on with their life and they hope for the best and they don't dive into politics. I kind of dabble a little bit, but I don't dive too much in because then you see the guys at the bar that are talking politics and usually it gets kind of heated pretty quickly, and I want nothing to do with that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it so many times at the bar where it just, once somebody opens up that fucking can of worms where it's like, I don't know, I think Hillary's got a point, and someone's like, what? Fucked up. What about the time she fucking then just turns into like a shit? I've seen like close to fist fights where people are like screaming at each other, like, and everyone around them's like, God, just shut up.
You know, it's
don't,
funny.
Don't talk politics drunk in a bar. It's so obnoxious.
Yeah, it is obnoxious and it makes everybody uncomfortable. How come people can't have that much passion about food, like in a bar, like the cheeseburgers are really good here. No, the wings are really good, and then they almost come to blows. That would be cool.
And then there's fucking haymakers ensue. Yeah, there's never like literal food fights.
There should be. I mean, it'd be amazing, especially if everybody had a bottle of vodka in them every day, starting at 10 years old.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Talking to Nick Swartzen here on the Dangerous Darren Show. Nick, you're from Minneapolis, and you know the scene there very well. I know you're a big Twins fan and a Vikings fan and a Minnesota Wild fan. I mean, how often do you get back there? I know you tour a lot for comedy, but how often do you get back and have time to go to a game?
I don't. I get back maybe once a year, usually if I'm doing a show. I only go back. It's gotten to the point where I only go back for either a game or a show. Just because the rest of it just turns into everybody trying to borrow money from me. So I just try to avoid everybody.
Even your folks?
One time I went back home for a Vikings game, and I was like, I had this like genius idea. I was like, I'm going to go in for a week and not tell my family, and I'll just tell a couple of my buddies, and we'll go to the game and just party. And so I went into town, went to the game, was crazy, got drunk. And then somebody saw me, and it got leaked on the radio. So then on the radio, the biggest radio station in Minnesota, they were like, Nick Swartzen's in town, Bobby, and he was just seen at the game, blah, blah, blah. So my family listened to the fucking radio. So they all heard. It just turned into like a disaster. It turned into like my mom sobbing, my sister like screaming at me. It just turned, it was like the best idea I thought I had that backfired horribly. And I called the radio station. I was like, can you guys not maybe do that again? Like, you don't have to announce that I'm fucking drunk and running around in town. Like, Jesus.
So you were forced to see your folks and your family, I guess?
Oh, yeah. It was a disaster. Because I had nieces and nephews, and they started crying.
when you walk into the house, they're like, Nick, good to see you. Can I borrow $1,000?
Oh, $1,000? I wish it were just that.
$10,000?
No, it's hilarious. I was talking to Chris Rock about it, and he said, it's amazing when you have money how people will just casually ask you for, like, insane amounts of money. Like, people just be like, hey, man, I'm in, like, kind of a bond right now. Can I borrow, like, $30,000? And it's like, what? No? What the fuck? What the fuck do you need $30,000 for? Like, it's crazy.
Are these people, like, just, like acquaintances or, like, really good friends of yours?
Oh, everybody. Good God. It's like, anybody will.
Well,
people I don't even know that well be like, dude, I'm fucked right now. I just need like $8,000. I'm like, I don't even know you. what do you mean?
How many times?
Like, I met you at a wedding.
How many times have you been asked, hey man, you're in movies, buy me a drink?
Nobody ever does that. People are pretty chill.
That's great. Talking to Nick Swartzen, actor, comedian, screenwriter, producer, does it all. You're working with Happy Madison still? Are you still involved with that?
Yeah, developing a new TV show now.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, it's called Falcon. It's kind of like Sons of Anarchy meets Roadhouse.
Wow.
With me as the lead. I wrote the pilot with my buddy who directed the movie Grandma's Boy. And he's directing it, and we're stoked, man. It's coming along really well. Adam loves it. So we're going to go out and start pitching it.
That's great. And
like Netflix or something.
You're writing it? Are you developing characters? Are you acting in it? Or are all the above?
All of it. Wrote the pilot. Mapped out the first season. It's all ready to go. So now we just are going to go pitch it.
Wow, it seems like a lot of work. I mean, that's a world I just don't know nothing about, like acting and screenwriting. I mean, I write a little bit, but like, do you have it all in your head before you put it down, or does it kind of come about as you're writing it?
I mean, I usually have it in your head. Usually I'm like a jump off point, you know what I mean? Like, and then it just grows from there. You just build and build and build on it, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, you like definitely have like, starting point of like, you know, where you want to go with it, you know,
and then from there it just kind of grows naturally.
Yeah, I love writing. I mean, I've written, you know, it's one of my favorite things to do. I've written, good lord, I've written 7 movies.
That's so cool, man. I'm in the music world, and I don't, and the whole acting and writing thing is alien to me, and I just find it so fascinating. It's, I mean, do you do it on the toilet, or do you say, okay, from 1 o'clock to 6, I'm going to write, or if you're driving in your car, do you have to pull over because you got like an amazing idea and you want to put it down, or how does inspiration find you? Comedy, or when do you just hear something funny and write it down?
I mean, with stand-up, it's different. It's just kind of like, I'll just think of something when I'm driving, and it'll just be random. I never like sit down to write my stand-up. It's not like calculated. It's just kind of like, oh, this is funny. And then you know, with movies and shit like that, you got to kind of focus a little bit more, you know what I mean? Especially if you're writing with somebody, you gotta like sit down and like really like put in the fucking work, you know?
Yeah,
but like I travel a lot for work, so it's like the best time to write is like on airplanes is awesome, because you just, yeah, you have no choice and nothing else to fucking do, you know what I mean? So that's a good place to write.
Talking to Nick Swartz. And Nick, where can people find information on you? Because I was checking out your website and it's suspended. I'm not sure if you got in trouble with the web people or not, but what's going on with your website?
I mean, does anybody still have a website?
All right, nickswartzen.com. I mean, it says it's suspended.
Yeah, I think I got punched my webmaster in the face on his birthday. So yeah, she was like, fuck this dude.
You definitely got to fix that.
No, I don't know. I haven't checked into my website, but I'm on Twitter at Nick Swartzen and then Instagram at Real Nick Swartzen. I mean, those are the places where I post all my shit, all my shows, all that stuff. Fart jokes, dick pics, everything.
Cool. What about stand-up? I mean, how much of your stand-up routine or your schedule, rather, is for the rest of the year? Or are you pretty much off and just focusing on this new...
I'm pretty much off. I've got two shows coming up, one in Brea on the 17th of November, and then on the 18th, me and Sandler and Spade and Rob Schneider and Norm MacDonald are doing a show at the San Diego Civic Center Auditorium on the 18th of November.
Wow. Holy hell.
Yeah. That's going to be insane. It's already sold 3,000 tickets. It's going to be insane.
Fuck, that'll be amazing. Maybe I'll come down for that.
Yeah, dude, let me know. It's going to be pretty much epic.
Amazing. Well, Nick, thanks for the chat. I'll let you go. I know you're busy, but I will see you probably sooner than later over a baseball game. Not a baseball. Baseball's over. But hockey, football. And, you're a good guy. You're a good hang. And I'm stoked to have met you. And thanks for coming on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Yeah, bud. Anytime, dude. I'll come back on. Let me know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nick Swartzen, comedian, actor, producer, screenwriter. The guy kind of does it all, and he's a good cat, a good friend, and I'm always lucky to hang out with him because he has some funny jokes. Nice. Where'd you get that soundboard? I like that.
They're all over the interwebs.
Is that thing still around?
Well, it's an app.
The interwebs. No, the interweb.
The interwebs. Oh, man.
What
you
else
know,
is going on?
I've had a few steins, and I just wanted to say that... Darren, you know, you are my Chewbacca to my Han Solo.
So you're Han Solo?
I'm Han Solo, and you're my
bullshit.
Chewbacca.
Hold on, that's bullshit.
You are my Chewbacca.
All right, I'll take it. I'm a hairy guy. I'm a pretty hairy guy.
You're hairy. You're big. You're hairy.
Yep.
Well, you're not alone.
It's good
not
to
alone.
Know. It's good to know.
There's this guy, Mike Wolf, in Napa, Idaho. Asked his friend to shave an American flag in his back hair. And his boy, Tyler Harding, who's a former graphic artist, did it. And it turned out so well, they've turned this into a full-blown project where every month he is making a masterpiece in back hair in his buddy's back.
All right.
And they're doing it seasonally, so it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. Oh my god!
For some of the season pieces, for let's say October, if you wanted to, and this would be my treat, I would totally take you to Idaho to go see Mike Wolf.
Fly me to Idaho.
We'll fly in, and we'll have him do some artwork on your back. You know, he did a Grim Reaper for Halloween, and he did a mariachi band for Cinco de Mayo.
Dude, my back's not that hairy.
Well, Mike...
It's Mike hairy, but it's not that hairy.
Mike Wolf has a hairy fucking back. It is a carpet. He is wearing a full sweater. Not even a sweater vest, full sweater. So, you know, he can do a full hair back piece, which is kind
of
crazy.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's... I mean, T.S., that's very sweet of you to offer. Thank you. But over the years, I've been getting my back waxed. And the longer anybody knows anything about waxing, the more you wax, the thinner the hair eventually gets. And
okay.
Eventually it just stops growing. So I'm getting close to that stage to where it just stops growing.
Really? Do you go monthly, weekly, daily?
No, I go once every 2 months, 2 or 3 months. And then it's so thin that I get it wiped off and then I'm good for another 2 months. But anyways, yes, thank you, Mike Wolf from Napa, Idaho. I'm stoked that you would think that I have enough back hair, although I do have enough chest hair. Maybe.
Well,
what
maybe
about
he
the chest?
Will work. I don't know. We'll have to. I'll contact him and see if he'll work on a chest.
Well, if I let my chest grow, it's literally from the top of or the bottom of my neck all the way down to my pubic area, my pelvis. It's just whoosh, one big canvas of hair.
Okay, perfect. I got. If the Kings win the Stanley Cup, we're flying to Idaho, and
the hockey mecca of Napa, Idaho.
Well, it's going to be part of a Toronto trip. And I'm going to have Tyler Harding do a full Stanley Cup in your chest and stomach hair. Full replica.
Okay. You know what? I'll take you up on that.
Or we could just do, we could keep it easy. We could do like an LA Kings logo. What are your choice? Ladies' choice.
Let's do a Kings logo, and let's just have you do it when you're drunk.
Well, they describe this whole process as disgusting, gross, and fun. I don't know. They both seem like they're into it. So I don't know. I could get out the Sharpie, and we'll get some Nair, and I'll do my best.
Okay, here's one, Jess. On would you rather smoke a bowl filled with my back hair?
Oh, God.
Like a gigantic bong hit, a massive bong rip filled with my back hair.
I'm going to throw up
or
right now.
Or would you rather have sex with Rosie O'Donnell while she is unshaven?
I'd rather go Rosie O'Donnell.
Really?
Yeah, I'd actually go down on her, too.
Oh, my God. I thought for sure it was going to be the back hair bong hit. Rosie O'Donnell's gross. Not, I don't want to sound like Donald Trump or anything, but she's not attractive.
Smoking a bowl of your back hair is even worse.
It really would. Worse than having sex with Rosie O'Donnell, knowing that she doesn't shave. And she just ran a marathon. And you have to go down on her.
It might be even better. I don't know. I'm kind of a freak like that.
Wow. Amazing. Well, yes, that's great. It's interesting. Does he have like a Twitter account? Can people Google him?
You can Google him.
Mike Wolf with
Mike
an E.
Mike Wolf.
Mike Wolf with an E. He's in Napa, Idaho.
Napa, Idaho. I'm
and
sure
he will shave your back hair.
This is like some recent news, so you'll be able to find it. Actually, I'm going to tweet a link via our
Twitter account.
Our Twitter account, and you can contact him if anybody has any back hair needs.
Seasonal pieces. He's done a Grim Reaper. He's done an American flag. He can kind of do it all. He's a hair artist.
The picture that they were showing, he was doing a full cityscape on this dude's back.
These people must have a lot of hair on their back.
Extremely hairy. Extremely.
Well, I will donate my chest to this man.
All right. We'll
I'll grow my hair out.
Okay. When the Kings make the playoffs.
When they win the Stanley Cup.
When they win the Stanley Cup.
They're going to make the playoffs.
We'll go to the parade and you will have a perfectly manicured LA Kings logo in your chest hair.
Done.
It will be awesome.
And done. Cinnamon's over there and she's with, her date just showed up. By the way, that guy looks sharp. Cinnamon, thumbs up. And no, he's smiling. He just got a blowjob probably a minute ago. But Cinnamon overheard the conversation, and she's giving me a thumbs up. So we'll see how that goes. I love her. She's so sweet. I should marry her, shouldn't I?
You should.
I don't know if my mom would like that if I'm marrying a hooker.
Well, she doesn't need to know the hooker part.
I tell my mom everything.
Full disclosure. Well, since we've been doing this pretty much wide open, I don't know. My parents haven't called me for like 13 or 14 episodes, so I don't know.
Well, you're keeping your information pretty reserved. I got to hand it to you. T.S., we got a great show. Next week, we got Ben Kowalowicz, singer from Billy Talent, on. A good friend of mine, great Canadian rock band from Toronto. They're amazing, and I can't say enough good things about this guy and about the band, Billy Talent. We'd like to thank Nick Swartzen and our good friends in Cauterize for supplying the music, and, of course, our good people here at the Wirtz House, which is at 345 North La Brea in Hollywood. If you like German food, if you like German beers and wines, this is the place to be. It's a great bar. It's our home sweet home. We have steins on the wall. And we're part of the Wirtz House family.
Love this place. Love it.
And I'd like to thank Cinnamon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Cinnamon.
Awesome. Cinnamon's right here. Hey, your boy toy seems kind of hot.
He's totally hot. And take him out in the bathroom soon.
Again?
Hey, you can never get too much Cinnamon.
You hear that? Right from the horse's mouth. You can never get too much Cinnamon.
You can never get enough Cinnamon. You know what makes everything great?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
And blowjobs. And the NFL. Hey, if your team's in the playoffs, congratulations. Ours are not. Hopefully something will happen for you and yours. But thanks for tuning into the Dangerous Darren Show. For TS, I am Darren, and we'll see you next week.